and welcome to... ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa?
So I'm here with Estibaliz.
Hello.
And J. Pito, JP.
Hello.
Welcome everyone to this new emission of ¿Qué pasa?
Emission?
Emisión, it's from Spanish. Emisión,
no,
sí.
It's from French.
French.
And in Spanish.
Anywho, Liliana says that I cannot say anywho, but I will say
but
it anyway.
Let's say anywho.
Let's talk about upcoming lessons for next week.
Next week, more lessons?
More lessons
again. My goodness, it's like we have new lessons every day.
Yeah, is it true?
Is it? Esti, tell us, what did you AMS last week?
So we have a very, very interesting lesson about Las Pirámides del Sol.
Las Pirámides, La Pirámide del Sol.
Oh yeah, it's in singular.
La Pirámide del Sol.
Gosh.
Did you know that it was the tallest pyramid in the world?
Yeah, I've learned that, you know, throughout the podcast.
Well, you guys, you can learn a lot more in that podcast, too.
That's
about
right.
The Pyramid of the Sun.
And La Avenida de los Muertos, isn't it true?
Exactly.
The Avenue of the Dead.
This is in Teotihuacan in Mexico.
Okay.
It's this archaeological zone north of Mexico City. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
It is.
There's a volcano and everything there, no?
No, that's another one.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, I know where it is. There's a Catholic church on top of it.
No, that's another
that's
one.
That's a different one.
You sure?
Yeah.
Sorry, Esti.
Okay, so please go and check out this lesson to see if I'm mistaken or not.
What else are we going to hear?
We have quinceañera.
Quinceañera, that's the 15th birthday party?
Yeah, in Mexico it's a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
Quinceañeras is like this big, like a wedding party.
But and there's no groom.
What's a groom?
The dude.
El marido.
How do you call him?
The groom.
The groom. So we're learning English in this podcast too.
You are.
I am.
So folks, all of you that are listening to us for free, please come to SpanishPod.com. And check out our other lessons. You can listen to everything for free for 7 days if you just sign up for a 7-day free trial.
Exactly.
And I also want to suggest our users to rank our lessons and let us know which lesson do you like the best.
Right. Right under the intro of every lesson, there's 5 stars, and you can give each lesson and as many number of stars as you want.
Yeah.
Well, up
like,
to 5.
Is this a 5-star lesson, or is it a 4-star lesson, or am I a star, or is it Leo a 3-star guy? Or
exactly. I'm a 5-star guy, come on.
Yes, you are.
We also have very interesting lessons last week, like Las Ballenas Grises. So we also had Assault with Firearm 7.
Oh my goodness, The Getaway. Okay. Who is responsible for the Assault with the Firearm lessons?
I don't know, but
the fairy.
She must be just amazing. Her brain has to be just full of creativeness and ideas and things.
So how many episodes are we going to have for this series?
Like 11.
120?
No, it's not going to be like Santa Barbara. Remember that? No. It's okay. Just 11 episodes.
11 episodes.
It.
So we're on episode 7 now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's getting better and better.
That's
seriously.
True. That's true. So folks, if you want to find out what's going on to our hapless bank robbers, please take a listen to that lesson.
Esti, tell us, why are you dressed in like Tinkerbell?
This is a fairy.
Tinkerbell.
Yeah. I'm a fairy.
Isn't the same thing?
No, soy una hada.
For those of you who can't see, Esti.
Or yeah, you can see if you go and check out El Día de los Muertos, the lesson.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's,
we have pictures
we have
there.
Pictures posted. For those of you who are not looking at the lesson right now, she is wearing butterfly wings. She's wearing butterfly antennae.
Uh-huh.
And she has a butterfly wand because she is a happy butterfly fairy.
I'm the Spanish pod fairy.
She's making grand gestures that you can't see, but they're spectacular.
And Leo, today you are... What kind of fruit are you today?
I'm a strawberry.
Oh, a sweet strawberry.
It's hard to imagine Leo as a strawberry, but yeah.
You will go to El Día de los Muertos and you can see it.
Believe it or not, it's true.
And for those of you who are wondering why we're dressed in costume, it's because we are recording this podcast on Halloween. Happy Halloween to all of you.
Yeah.
Yay!
Happy Halloween!
Okay, let's go to more fun stuff here.
Okay.
What about teachers contact JP? What
teachers.
Is this on the list?
So, folks, last night I was having dinner. I was at a bar, actually, and it was trivia night.
Oh.
Yes.
You drink, JP?
You know, I am 36.
This is the beginning of the end.
Anyway, I was enjoying a lightly alcoholic beverage at a legal institution. Anyway, I met a teacher, and he's like... A legal teacher, and he's like, hey, I use Spanish Pod in my classroom. I'm like, hey, you should send me an email, because
wow.
I think that teachers should send me an email. I just really believe this, and it's because we can talk about teacher stuff.
Can I send you an email, then?
Yes,
cool.
Esty, you cool. also can send me an email. Folks,
cool.
If you're a teacher, and if you use Spanish Pod in your classroom, I would love to know how you use it and how it's received by your students. So please, send me an email.
What if I'm not a teacher?
Then don't ever talk to me. If you're not a teacher, Leo, you can... Leo, no, don't cry. No, it was a kid. It was a joke. It was for the people. Leo, it's not true. It's not true, Leo. It's not true. Okay, Leo, how are these people going to contact me?
Oh, we have this new feature in the site.
That we didn't know about.
Yeah, and it's amazing.
So, yeah? Tell
yeah.
me more, please.
Our users discovered it before I did.
You are lame, JP.
I know. The tech team kind of does stuff to our website, and then, you know, surprise!
Actually, it was the marketing team.
It was the marketing team, yeah. Hey, I was
it
like,
was your team.
It was our team.
I was like, hey, marketing team, what's this big change in our site that the users are talking about? I'm like, oh, yeah, we did that yesterday. Thanks.
Thanks.
Anywho,
for
so now when you want to contact us, you know, before you used to write to Spanish, but at practicelanguage.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now on the side, there's this link that says, contact us.
Contact
right?
us. That's easy.
That's easy. So you click on it, and it drives you to a page where you have some introduction questions, like, mm-hmm. do you have a suggestion?
Okay.
Or what is your problem about?
Mm-hmm.
This is to filter the questions and suggestions to go to the right people at the right time.
Okay.
It's better for everyone, because the emails don't just get passed from one hand to the other. So,
right.
No, I don't want to answer this question. I just send it to JP.
Okay. All right. Now, which page? Which page is that on, Leo? Which page is this link on?
It's on every page. If you go to the lower right part of the page,
okay.
you know, in this lower bar you have at
okay,
the end.
Okay, you have to
end.
Scroll all the
yeah,
way down.
All the way down at the right on the last menu.
And it says contact us.
Contact us. Oh. As simple as that.
That's easy.
Esty, why are you so quiet?
I was having a nap. Sorry.
So why are these news you wanted to tell us about?
Okay, this is the thing that I want to tell you. Hey, I don't like your girlfriend.
Why?
I think you need a new one.
Okay.
Example me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was.
Would you like me to leave the studio? Would you like to have the studio alone?
Well, you know that once a week we are all by ourselves here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
And we
no,
say
no,
all...
no, don't say anymore.
Okay.
You know why?
I know why. Because you're recording dialogues.
Yes, let's say that. Yes.
We record a lot of dialogues.
Stop winking at me, you two. We need to wrap this up. My goodness.
All right. Thank you, folks, for listening. And see you next week.
Hasta luego.
Bye.
Bye.